And, of course, so good at stitching things together, if you know what I mean.
Those stitches round his head don't look very professional, said Polly, who was beginning to object to Maledict's permanent expression of effortless superiority.
Oh, that, it's an Igor thing, said Maledict. It's a look, like tribal scars, you know. They like them to show. Ha! We had a servant once who had stitches all the way round his neck, and he was extremely proud of them.
Really? Said Polly weakly.
Yes, and the droll part of it all was, it wasn't even his head.
Now Igor had a syringe in his hand, and was watching the sausage with an air of satisfaction. For a moment, Polly thought that the sausage moved.
All right, time's up, you horrible lot, barked Corporal Strappy, strutting into the room. Fall in? That means line up, you shower. That means you two parts. And you, Mr. Vampire, sir, will you be joining us for a morning's light soldiering? On your feet. And where's that bloody Igor?
Thar, said Igor from 3 inches behind Strappy's backbone. The corporal spun around.
How do you get there? He bellowed.
It's a gift, Thar, said Igor.
Don't you ever get behind me again. Fall in with the rest of them. Now, attention!
Strappy sighed theatrically.
That means stand up straight, got it? Once more with feeling. Attention! Oh, I see the problem. You've got trousers that are permanently at ease. I think I shall have to write to the Duchess and tell her she should ask for her money back. What are you smiling about, Mr. Vampire, sir?
Strappy positioned himself in front of Maledict, who stood faultlessly to attention.
Happy to be in the regiment, Corporal.
Yeah, right, mumbled Strappy. Well, you won't be so. Everything all right, Corporal? Asked Sergeant Jackram, appearing in the doorway. Best we could expect, Sergeant, sighed the Corporal. We ought to throw him back. Oh, dear me, yes, useless, useless, useless. OK, lads, stand easy, said Jackram, glancing at Strappy in a less than friendly way. Today we're heading on down toward Plotz, where we'll meet up with the other recruiting parties, and you'll be issued with your uniforms and weapons, you lucky lads. Any of you ever used a weapon? You have perks?
Polly lowered her hand. A bit, Sarge. My brother taught me a bit when he was home on leave, and some of the old men in the bar at home gave me some, tips.
They had, too. It was funny to watch a girl waving a sword around, and they'd been kind enough when they weren't laughing.
She was a quick learner, but she'd made a point of staying clumsy long after she'd got the feel for the blade, because using a sword was also the work of a man, and a woman doing it was an abomination unto Nuggan. Old soldiers, on the whole, were on the easy-going side when it came to abominations. She'd be funny just as long as she was useless, and safe as long as she was funny.
"Expert, are you?" said Strappy, grinning nastily. "A real fencing genius, are you?"
"No, Corporal," said Polly meekly.
"All right," said Jackram. "Anyone else? Hang on, Sarge. I reckon we'd all like a bit of instruction from Swordmeister Parts," said Strappy. "Ain't that right, lads?"
There was a general murmuring and shrugging from the squad, who recognised a right little bullying bastard when they saw one, but treacherously were glad he hadn't picked on them. Strappy drew his own sword.
"Lend him one of yours, Sarge," he said. "Go on. Just a little bit of fun, eh?"
Jackram hesitated and glanced at Polly.
"How about it, lad? You don't have to," he said.
"I'll have to sooner or later," Polly thought. The world was full of Strappies. If you backed away from them, they only kept on coming. You had to stop them at the start. She sighed.
OK, Sarge.
Jackram pulled one of his cutlasses out of his sash and handed it to Polly. It looked amazingly sharp.
"He won't hurt you, Perks," he said, while looking at the smirking Strappy.
"I'll try not to hurt him either, Sarge," said Polly,
and then cursed herself for the idiot bravado. It must have been the socks talking.
"Oh, good," said Strappy, stepping back. "We'll just see what you're made of, Parts."
Flesh, thought Polly. Blood. Easily cut things. Oh, well. Strappy waved his sabre like the old boys had done, down low, in case she was one of those people who thought the whole idea was to hit the other man's sword. She ignored it and watched his eyes, which was no great treat. He wouldn't stick her, not mortally, not with Jackram watching. He'd try for something that had hurt and make everyone laugh at her. That was the Strappy type through and through. Every inn counted one or two amongst its regulars.